It's MKFM, joined this morning by Kevin Farmer, race director for the MK Autumn Run Weekend. He's from Big Cow Sports. Kevin, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Michael. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well. How are you getting excited now for the Autumn Run Weekend?
Yeah, I know. The weather's just cooling down a bit. We're just hoping that the weather will just be a nice, crisp autumn weather. Definitely look forward to it. I actually stayed in the tour hotel last night and overlooking the venue.
Yeah.
So it does look really nice.
Fantastic. So this is on the 1st and 2nd of October, just a couple of weeks away. For anyone who's not familiar yet, talk us through the Autumn Run Weekend and what it's all about.
Okay, so the Saturday is sort of like a bit of a family fun day as well. So having Will and Hospice involved and Samuel's charity, they're both putting some great stuff on, like bouncy castles are going to be there. There's going to be face painting and Teddy Tombola from Will and Hospice. We're having street food down there as well, and live music, including the person I mentioned a little while ago to you, does all the work. That's Sasha. She's going to be singing down at the festival as well.
Oh, fantastic. Presumably for the runners, but for family that want to come down as well, there's going to be lots going on.
Absolutely, absolutely. So there's two races. One of them is actually for Willen Hospice itself, so it's run for Willen. They will be receiving 25% of all the entry money. Will be going straight to Willen. It's a 5K and it starts and finishes up at the events plateau, on Campbell Park. You can still enter for all these races and just think that you're helping, one or two great charities at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's the other race on that day?
So the other race is probably for the more serious. It's a 10K, two laps of the same route but going the opposite direction. The reason for that is we realise that Campbell Park has got a hill in it. We're going to make a meal of it. We're going to have the 10Kers are going to run up that hill twice, and it'll be a time climb up there. So the best combined time will be not only a 10K fastest runner, but also the toughest on those hills.
Wow. Okay. So you get to test your skills against the gradient as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, if you did both of those, you can actually do both of those. And then if you did one of the Sunday runs, you can earn up to 3 medals for one weekend.
Wow, yeah, okay. You got your work cut out.
Exactly. If you look on our Facebook page, you can see the medals. They're really, really nice medals. I think people who like their blingy medals are going to love those medals.
Excellent. Let's go through the Sunday then. What's happening on Sunday?
Sunday we have a marathon starting off at 8 o'clock. And then following an hour later by half marathon on the same route. So the marathon would do two laps, the half would do one. But it's a new route that designed literally just before COVID hit, actually. But this is actually going to be the first time it's been run properly. And it's a measured course by the 3A. So it's an official distance half and marathon course.
Fantastic. So for anyone who's maybe thinking about getting involved in one of these races, either the half marathon, the full marathon, or the 5 or 10K on the Saturday, maybe someone who hasn't got signed up yet, what would you say to them?
I'd say get signed up soon, because the medals, like all things now, the entries across the whole country are a little bit slow because people are entering later, but it's really difficult when people enter late. We have to plan and buy the medals up front, so
sure.
You don't want to miss out on getting one of those lovely medals. So if you are interested in getting an entry and securing the place, that'd be great. Also Samuel's charity are doing some exciting stuff. They've got some places for the virtual London Marathon, so if you actually do some stuff and help them raise some money, that great charity Samuel's, you can actually get two medals for the same race as well. So
wow.
If you do the marathon, you'll actually get the London Virtual Marathon and you'll get our superb medal as well.
Because we didn't mention that the Sunday is the day of the London Marathon, but you could take part in a marathon here in MK and essentially do the same thing without the commute, I guess.
Yeah, not that I'm into the hashtag thing, but hashtag not the London Marathon is the slogan that the team in the office have come up with. Rather than sit down on the sofa, you can actually be running it, and enjoying it at the same time.
And of course, you get the scenery of Milton Keynes instead, which who wouldn't want that while you're out on your run?
I think it is actually stunning. The
route is
beautiful. It goes off to part of the route goes out to Stanton Low, which is an old ruined church. Yeah. I don't really know it, but it's beautiful out there.
Absolutely. And I believe you're looking for volunteers for the weekend as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think marshals, you know, if you've ever marshaled at an event or volunteered for an event, you realise how important it is. And people always comment on how fantastic our marshals are. So to help us recruit, because we're going to need quite a lot over the whole weekend, if you run on one of the races and happy to volunteer for the other one on the Saturday, you get that absolutely free, which is pretty fantastic. And if you help on the Sunday, you get a mixture of things. You get to receive a really, really nice crew t-shirt, a lunch pack, and 50% off any one of our other events. With Winter Half coming up, you could actually get 50% off and help cheer some people around the route and get, you know, reach their achievements.
Fantastic. So not only do you get to support the event and make sure it all goes smoothly, but there's plenty in it for you as well. So definitely get signed up as a volunteer.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you've never marshalled before, it is really a really pleasant thing to do.
So if you haven't got involved yet, maybe you've been putting it off, get signed up for the Autumn Run Weekend. It's on the 1st and 2nd of October at Campbell Park and across Milton Keynes, like Kevin says. And Kevin is a race director. Kevin, we wish you all the best. I imagine you've got a busy couple of weeks ahead.
Absolutely. Always busy. yeah, we're looking forward to giving all these runners a big cow welcome and cheer you over the line.
Absolutely. Well, we wish you all the best with it. Kevin, thank you so much for your time, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks' time.
Yep, great stuff. Thank you, Michael.